It's most common this time of year for scientific weather instruments to be found in the woods and forests. Phil Heisel of the National Weather Service says what goes up, in this case miniature weather stations known as radio sondes, does come down.
It would be a small white box with a piece of wire sticking out of it, which is the thermistor that measures the temperature and humidity, and you would see a string attached to it. You would also probably see a parachute attached to it and a bursted balloon at the end of that. And again, if you see one of those, they're harmless. We encourage you to put them in the mailing bag and send them back to us.
Radio sondes are launched into the atmosphere twice a day across the country, and they can reach heights of over 100,000 feet. During their ascent, these devices send back valuable measurements of temperature, humidity, pressure, and wind direction and speed that go into the weather forecast models. Heisel says recovering them is a cost savings.
We have to rely on volunteers who happen to stumble upon them and read that they're harmless weather instruments and know that there is a bag inside the instrument that they can use to mail the radio sonde back. And statistics I've seen is about 10 to 15% of those radio sondes are returned. And when they are, we can refurbish them for about 20% of the cost.
About 75,000 radio sondes are launched each year by NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And while they may make some noises and give off a sulfuric smell, they are safe to handle and return to be recycled and used again. I'm Tab O'Neill.